break it down, down like this.
My name is Hayden Shearman and welcome along to another episode of Tempo Fit's Workout of the Week. It's fantastic to have you here and I'm excited about digging into this workout because this week's workout, we're going for shorter intervals this time. So we've been doing mostly kind of longer fartlek stuff or tempo runs over the last few weeks, but now we're shortening things up, getting faster. Woohoo! So get ready to strap on those speedy shoes. Don't worry, as always, you run this at your own pace, and this is the beauty of TempoFit Workout of the Week. It is designed for anyone to do wherever they are, whenever they like, and at their own pace. So this is episode 010, episode number 10. We've finally hit double figures. How exciting. And a reminder, do tag your workouts at Run Tempo Fit on Facebook and Instagram. We would love to hear how they're going and use the hashtag TempoFitWow. That's TempoFit W-O-W. And we'll all be able to follow your amazing epic workouts and cheer you along from wherever you are in the world. So after the break, I am going to explain how we are doing today's workout. And as a very brief overview, it is... And this is where you'll need a little bit of attention. So we start at 10k pace is the first block. And then we do a block at 5k pace. And then we do a block at mile pace. So how we're breaking it down is there's five intervals at each of those paces. And this is a fartlek workout. So it's 5 times 2 minutes at 10k pace, 5 times 1 minute at 5k pace, and 5 times 30 seconds at your mile pace, or what we call your repetition pace. After the break, I'll explain it all. Don't worry if it sounds complicated at the moment. So the workout is a fartlek workout, which means you do the workout over undulating mixed terrain. Sure, you can do this on a track or a treadmill somewhere boring, but I like to take this one to the trails and it really takes the pressure off trying to hit a certain speed and just instead just run by feel and feel those different gear changes. Remember, we're the first few intervals are at 10k pace, the next few are at 5k pace, and the next few are at your repetition or kind of roughly mile pace. So it's a time-based workout, which means you need your stopwatch to tell you when to change gears and when not to. But how it works is we've got 5 intervals at each of those speeds. And the first intervals are going to be 2 minutes. That's 2 minutes at 2 minutes at your 10k race pace. So if you need to jump on tempofit.org and look up your paces, plug in a recent race result or do a little estimate and work it out. So let's say your 10k pace, you run a 10k in about 50 minutes. So you're going to be doing 5 minutes per k. Sorry, I can't off the top of my head think what that would be in miles. 8-minute miles. There we go. So that's the pace you would be doing for those 2-minute intervals. But remember, this is by feel. So just imagine you're in a 10k race over trails, over the course that you're doing, and just settle into that rhythm. Don't get too hung up on the pace. So it's 5 times 2 minutes. You'll jog for 1 minute after each of those 2 minutes. All right, now that takes you up to the 15-minute mark in your workout. In total, we're about 30 minutes. I'll get to that shortly. The next bit that you're going to do, so you've done your 10K 5 times 2 minutes. Now you're going to do 5K pace 5 times 1 minute at 5K pace. So again, this is by feel, so it's 5K effort. So you should just notice that slight increase in pace and it should feel like, okay, yeah, 1 minute's a bit more sensible at this sort of pace because you're going to be running a bit faster than you were in the 2 minute intervals. So you've done 5 times 2 minutes, then 5 times 1 minute. You're going to keep the recovery jogs the same at 1 minute. So always 1 minute. And finally, we get to the repetition pace 5 times 30 seconds, and you'll jog for 60 seconds after that, roughly, just until you're recovered. We want basically 5 times 30 seconds strides at the end of the workout. So do it to where you need the recovery that you need. So hopefully that makes sense. 5 times 2 minutes at your 10K effort, 5 times 1 minute at your 5K effort, and then 5 times 30 seconds at that repetition or kind of stride pace. So nice and quick, but definitely not sprinting. Chuck 60 seconds recovery between them all, and there you have about a 30-minute workout. And it is fun. After the break, I'll explain why it's so much fun and what we're trying to do with the workout. Yeah. Part of why I love this workout is A, because you're running faster and there's lots of recoveries in there, the intervals aren't too long, you feel quite good for most of the workout. And it's only really towards the end, maybe when you start getting into the middle of those one minute intervals at 5K pace, you start to feel the pinch. But by then you're kind of at the light at the end of the tunnel, because like, oh, I'm almost into my stride. So I find it really, really energizing, and I always look forward to doing this workout. And if you do this over trails and undulating terrain, it really mixes it up. So sometimes, like when you're doing those 30 second strides, you'll be blatting downhill, and sometimes you'll be grinding uphill in that section, or you'll be floating along on the flat. So it's really cool to just mix up that terrain and just play those paces by ear, not get too fussed about what your GPS watch is saying. The other part that we're really honing in on, and if you did last week's workout, we touched on this a little bit. This is the area of training which is called VO2 max training. Now, we're only kind of just scratching the surface on VO2 max training with this workout. But what it is VO2 max, so that's your maximum velocity of oxygen intake that you can handle. And you hit it at about your 10-minute race pace. So if you did a race as far as you could for 10 minutes, you're probably going to be around about your VO2 max. So oxygen is tapped out. You cannot process any more oxygen. If you go faster, you get into oxygen debt, and you're going to be bent over at the finish line trying to suck in those deep ones. If you go slower, you'll have a little bit of leftover oxygen. You'll be able to talk. Now, this workout is starting to get into that VO2 max zone. It won't quite hit it. We'd need to be doing more like, I would say, sort of 2 to 3 minutes at 5K pace, maybe even faster. Usually we talk about VO2 max workouts at your 3K race pace. So that gives you an idea. But we're starting to head in that territory. We've left the lactate threshold zone behind, and we're well into that lactate zone of using your energy. And now we are really starting to tap into a new dynamic that happens when you tap out your oxygen. And so this is a really, and if you have come across the term of HITS training, this is exactly what you're trying to do with HITS training, is really raise that intensity bar, and you get incredible benefits from training at VO2 max. The caveat that I always put in when people say, oh, this is the best way to train VO2 max intervals, is you get this temporary gain. Over sort of 6 to 10 weeks, you'll get this boost, and then you plateau. And so when you plateau, you need to go back to those long, slow runs and building your aerobic engine, and then you can do more at VO2 max and lift that plateau again. So it's often an icing on the cake type workout, or getting near to the top, icing on the cake. Anyway, so that's what we're scratching the surface on. And next week, we're going to dive into some more intervals and go even deeper into this world. So I wanted to give you a heads up that this is what we're trying to do today, is tap into a bit of that VO2 max zone. Now, after the break, I'm going to explain what happens and what you should do when you start to feel that your breathing's maxing out. So especially if you're new to running, it can be quite daunting when you start to get out of breath doing exercise, and it can feel a little bit scary as well. when you're used to doing these sorts of workouts, you get familiar with it and you learn to deal with it. So for those who are newer to VO2 max interval type training, I want to give some tips on how to really settle into it and how to be calm in that space. So the first one is around your breathing. And there's, if you search how to breathe when running, there'll be heaps of different blogs. There's different theories around, you know, letting your breath out on a certain foot strike and having this rhythm to your breathing that matches your foot strike and it avoids getting stitch and all these interesting things. Personally, I don't totally buy into it. I haven't seen enough evidence, and my own internal evidence when I've tried these techniques has been like, no, that's way too complicated. So what I've always gone back to, and what I've found works best with the runners that I coach, is just a relaxed, deep, diaphragmatic breathing. So as you do your warm-up jog, or if you're just listening to this in the car or at home doing the dishes or whatever, I just want you to imagine your belly is like a balloon and your diaphragm, you know, just sits underneath your rib cage there. And when you breathe, rather than your shoulders lifting up and your chest sort of expanding, I want you to focus on your belly expanding up like a balloon. So in through the nose and really expand that belly, and then push your belly, squeeze that belly to exhale the air. Now that's called diaphragmatic breathing, where you're really using your diaphragm to process oxygen in and out. And that means you're getting the most from your lungs. Now, what I really do encourage people when they're running, you know, it's hard to think, oh, am I doing the balloon thing with my tummy? But when you're especially doing your warm-ups, and especially today when you get into those 30-second strides at the end, I really want you to think about, am I breathing right into my belly button? Am I breathing deep or am I shallow? And are my shoulders up and I sort of hunching and, you know, just doing these little shallow breaths? I want you to really think about breathing right down into your belly button and getting the full the full potential of your diaphragm and your lungs realized when you're breathing. So that's the first point. Really maximize your body's capacity to process oxygen in a relaxed manner. The second one would be, while you're doing that, is just to always remember to roll your shoulders back and down. And that can be a great way to just make sure that those, you know, if your shoulders go up, you sort of start to breathe really shallow and you close off your chest. But roll those shoulders back and down, opens up your chest, you feel a lot stronger, and typically you breathe a lot more relaxed and a lot more naturally, and can typically process oxygen just a bit smoother. So the third tip is not so much about your breathing, but about how you control how you feel by the way that you hold your body. So often I talk to runners and say, stand up tall, lengthen out the spine. Imagine the string tied to the crown of your head, pulling your spine long, and, you know, roll those shoulders back and down. But also put a little smile on your face. Take that grimace off your face. Let that tightness that often sort of furrows your brow, let that go. Relax. Let yourself smile while you're doing the intervals, while you're running hard, and you'll find you'll enjoy it a lot more. Your body will relax into it. You'll start getting into a nice deep rhythm with your breathing and with your running. So give that a go. Give that smile running a go. You can feel a little bit cheesy doing it, but don't worry about what other people think, because in a few months' time, when you're running PBs and just blazing it out there, they will be respecting the fact that you smile when you run. So give it a whirl. All right, so there we are. That's the workout for today. It's a short interval session, the short referring to the length of the intervals, and it's a fartlek session. So 5 times 2 minutes at your 10K pace, 5 times 1 minute at your 5K pace, and then 5 times 30-second strides, all with 60 seconds recovery after each of them. Go out there, smash it, everyone. I love your work. We'll see you soon. We would love to connect with you all online. So Facebook, Instagram, and Strava, search for Run Tempo Fit, and you'll be able to connect with us. Tag your workouts, hashtag TempoFitWow, so that we can all share in the joys and challenges of your epic workouts. And if you would like TempoFit Workout of the Week delivered to your inbox each week, simply jump over to tempofit.org and fill out the email newsletter, sign up there. Lastly, we would love it, we would appreciate it so much if you could subscribe and also flick us a 5-star review for this podcast. That helps us massively get the word out about the show and about TempoFit Workout of the Week. Thank you so much. Happy running, everyone.